The automated system for customs data, ASECUDA, being implemented by the Jamaica Customs Agency, the JCA, is in keeping with the government's strategy to improve trade facilitation and service delivery in customs administration. Commissioner of Customs Major Richard Rees highlights some of the features of the system and how it works. He was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
Some of the key features, if we look at entry processing, all of that will be electronically processed. Mm. The system will look for any variations in terms of, let's say, value. So all of these exceptions will be entered in the system. So if you have a motor vehicle from a particular destination, it is expected to have a particular price range. If it falls out of that range, the system will flag. If you have commodities, you have to enter each commodity. If there's a variation in weight between the commodities or group of commodities and the shipping documents, the system will flag. Once those entries are flagged, it is then automatically directed to a specific officer for checking, and the officer would then now be required to have the importer or the broker bring in additional original documents and do further verification checks. So you'll have importers who will, under invoice, they will amend the freight description, etc. And once you breach, or once you have detected a breach, it automatically filters that information into a breach database. Now, we have established one in the interim, so that once that system comes on stream, we can populate it with some historical data.
So you can know who the repeat offenders are.
You can know who the repeat offenders are, the type of products, where the items were cleared, who cleared them, etc. But with ASECUDA, the accountability comes with the individuals who process that shipment, whether by documentary review or actual inspection or release, having to put their credentials on the system. Mm-hmm. And you have that track and trace capability.
So this can be a significant break to corruption.
Yes, and in terms of revenue loss, we expect to gain 10 to 20% more revenue
through this system.
It also aids post-audit. So if you post-audit a company and the customs laws make provision for that, you can now look at variations. So the post-auditor now will have access to the system, and the system has all the various supporting documents related to that shipment. Mm. So when they go in and do their physical verification, they might just be looking at payment verification, bank information, etc. So there are a number of features and controls and management reports. From the statistical side, we were always challenged in providing accurate information to Statin. And I was literally hammered by successive heads of Statin. And I assured them that once this system came into effect, they would no longer have to pay to re-enter data and analyze data. So the export data, they advise that there's an improvement or an increase in exports. But I have caution to say, let us look at the data. You're beginning to see everything. Yeah. So we expect that we'll do some month-on-month analyses going forward. And similarly, with the import data, that information will be readily available. Individuals wishing to invest in a business, they might need trade data, which is not proprietary. That information can be provided. The Ministry of Finance will have immediate access to the revenue figures. All our revenue information will be uploaded to our accounting system. And in terms of tax policy, where it takes us a significant amount of time to determine the effect when we amend duties, that information is available to the Tax Policy Division of the Ministry of Finance. So you get a sort of 360-degree perspective or dashboard. And I mean, we have reduced duties, but it took us a bit of time to provide the data to inform the decision. But we work very closely with the trade associations, the Automobile Dealers Associations, the Jamaica Used Car Dealers Association, the GMA, etc. So when you are making policy decisions too, this can inform policy.
So the ASECUDA system accomplishes a number of things through this one process.
Yes.
Commissioner of Customs Major Richard Rees speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.